also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
A very good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. Headlines. National Assembly passes a constitutional amendment bill number 7 unopposed. World Bank commits $30 million to Zambia's carbon credit program. And in international news, dozens killed in Morocco / flood.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 has been passed by the National Assembly without any objections. The bill attained the required two-thirds majority with 135 members of parliament voting in favor and none voting against. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Moti, announced that the bill had satisfied the constitutional requirement and was therefore duly passed. Bill 7 is now expected to be submitted to President Hakainde Hichilema for assent. The National Assembly has since adjourned Sina DA.
You have just voted. The result as follows. Order, honorable members, order. You have just voted and the results are as follows. Abstain, 0. No, 0. Yes, 135. Honorable members, the two-thirds required has been satisfied. Let the bill be read the third time.
Meanwhile, President Hichilema has called for national unity and a renewed focus on development following the passage of Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7, describing the process as a significant test of Zambia's democracy. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM, the head of state has acknowledged that Bill 7 had generated intense debate and lobbying, noting that disagreement is a natural part of democratic engagement. President Hichilema said the process had ultimately strengthened democratic institutions and affirmed the will of the people. The World Bank has committed $30 million to purchase 3 million tons of verified carbon credits under the Eastern Province Jurisdictional Sustainable Landscapes Program. The announcement was made during the signing of an emissions reduction agreement between government and bicarbon partners. Speaking at the signing ceremony, BCP Chief Executive Officer Nick Monday said the agreement enhances transparency and ensures that local communities remain central to forest conservation efforts.
This verification covers over 2.1 million hectares. It's the world's largest carbon project, CCP verified, and generating over 2.3 million tons of carbon credits. This marks the final disbursement to the LCFP in the Eastern Province system in the current structure. That's not the end. And we will certainly look forward to returning next year as we scale even greater benefits under the jurisdictional program. Let today be the start of an even stronger partnership.
Meanwhile, World Bank Country Manager Achim Falk said the deal reflects strong collaboration aimed at reducing emissions, protecting ecosystems and empowering local communities. And Minister of Green Economy and Environment Permanent Secretary Dr. Dauti Chibamba said the program is expected to generate 28.9 million tons of carbon credits, with 55% of the revenue going to communities across 56 chiefdoms.
These agreements reflect the strong commitment of our traditional leaders and rural communities to conserving forests, adopting sustainable practices, and participating actively in climate mitigation efforts. The dedication inspires our work and deepens our determination to ensure that Zambia remains a regional leader in responsible environmental stewardship.
The 20th session of the Malawi-Zambia Joint Permanent Commission on Defence and Security has opened in the lakeside resort town of Salima in Malawi. Speaking when he opened the senior officials meeting of the 20th session of the Malawi-Zambia Joint Permanent Commission, Malawi's Principal Secretary in the Ministry of Defence, Elvis Thodi, has called on the Commission to ensure it comes up with strategies aimed at combating emerging security threats in the region. Mr. Thodi said cyber threats, illegal migration, smuggling and other transnational crimes are a growing threat in the two countries. And Ministry of Defence Acting Permanent Secretary Irene Habasindi said the legacy of friendship left by Zambia's founding president, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, and Malawi's founding president, Kamuzu Banda, must be sustained. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Defence Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala. The Ministry of Health Public Health Department has convened a high-level meeting to review operational performance, assess progress made in 2025, and set strategic priorities for the coming year. Officiating at the meeting, Ministry Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lishimpi, has described the Public Health Department as the engine room of the ministry, noting that it plays a critical role in translating health policies into tangible outcomes. Dr. Lishimpi has added that whether it is immunization coverage, maternal and child health, or infectious disease control, the technical expertise from the Department of Public Health determines the health outcomes of the people. He has urged participants in the review performance for the year 2025 to consider if they have met the universal health coverage targets, have sufficiently reduced the burden of communicable and non-communicable diseases, and whether the country's surveillance systems are robust enough to detect threats before they become disasters. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry Communications and Public Relations Unit.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Revenue Authority has signed a mutual recognition agreement with the General Administration of Customs of the People's Republic of China, marking a significant step towards enhancing bilateral trade relations. The agreement underscores a commitment to facilitating smoother trade processes and strengthening mutual cooperation between Zambia and China. The Chinese delegation is led by Yuan Cao, a member of the Party Committee and director of the Political Department of Qingdao Customs. During the visit, the delegation will conduct a joint validation exercise of the authorized economic operator procedures to align them with World Customs Organization standards. ZRA Commissioner General Jingani Banda has emphasized the importance of meeting government expectations and supporting trade, particularly in light of substantial Chinese investments in key sectors such as mining and manufacturing. Mr. Banda has noted that the MRA marks a strategic milestone, paving way for mutual benefit and enhanced trust between Zambia and China.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Flash floods have killed at least 37 people in Morocco's coastal Safi region, according to state-owned television. Cars and mounds of rubbish were seen sweeping through the main port city of Safi after torrential rain hit on Sunday. Dozens of people have been receiving treatment in hospital for their injuries, say local authorities, and at least 70 homes have been inundated in the old city centre. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The Australian Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says the two gunmen